My entitled classmate demands that I quit my job that I just got so that he can take it instead, claiming that he deserves it way more than I do after he spent 2 years interning at the job I'm currently getting. But even after I said no, this entitled jerk tries to spread rumors and toxic lies about me, proving to me once and for all why my coworkers didn't want anything to do with him. Here's what happened. So to start things out, I work as a teacher, and I've been doing so since 2008. In May of 2008, I had finished all subjects except for my thesis. Since I wouldn't have classes after the summer holiday, I ventured into the world of job interviews to secure a job and get some real experience. Well, I landed a job for 18 lessons a week for a short duration as it was for sick leave, and I knew I would have to start looking for a job again during the school year. Luck would have it that when they told me that my contract would end on the 31st of October, a job opening at my now previous job went up. So I wrote a resume and application letter, was invited for an interview, and within 2 days, I got a call letting me know that I got the job. I was so excited. This job started with a temporary contract that could turn into a fixed-term contract. Then, a week after I got hired, I got a call from a classmate from college. He asked me a bunch of questions, and the conversation went in a really weird direction. He basically started grilling me about my job. He not only asked me if I got the job, but he also clarified the specific school and place that I would be working. And after I did all that, I asked him, yes, now why do you need to know that? Well, he proceeds to tell me that this school was where he has done his internship for the past 2 years, and he really wanted to work at this school. I asked him if he had sent in a job application and such, and apparently he did. So I thought to myself, oh, okay, and I did kind of start feeling bad for him. I had heard of his enthusiasm in the last couple of years, but I never really remembered the name of the school. And that's when he said something that honestly blew my mind. He told me almost verbatim that I should not accept the job and that I should let him have it instead. He said to me, I've worked there as an intern for 2 years, so I have more of a right to it than you do. He then continues his rant that he has more experience with this school, as well as the way that they work, which is true to some extent. They do work somewhat differently than others, and they are a bit more traditional than anything else. He then demanded that I call the school back and give up my job that I just got, and I honestly was blown away when he said this. At this point, my voice had left me. I didn't know what to say. He kept on ranting and screaming that I had no right, and I should have asked him first before I took the job. And honestly, at this point, this was getting out of hand. I told him I had to go, and then I just hung up the phone. Over the next couple of weeks, I got a slew of messages and emails of him basically telling me not to take the job. Well, I ended up blocking him, and I started the job. At the end of the school year, I got a fixed-term contract and asked my colleagues and team lead about this classmate. My colleagues were quite blunt that they didn't like him. My team straight up told me that my classmate was very enthusiastic, but he was very pushy. He wanted things done his way and did some other things that created bad blood between my classmate and the rest of the teachers. He also told me that my classmate had continuously called him, demanding that he give him a job. As one of my dearest colleagues said, he was a pushy piece of garbage, and you are a very good upgrade. After this incident, I never heard of my classmate ever again. He tried to slander me to other classmates, but they didn't believe him, and at reunions, he evaded me like the plague. And I'm honestly blown away by this guy's entitlement. That guy seriously is so far out of line, it's not even funny. Like, let's look at what happened here. This guy clearly burned some bridges at the place he was interning at, and this clearly left a very sour taste in everybody's mouth. Like, seriously, just look at how the other teachers reacted when the original poster mentioned this person to them. They basically said, yeah, this guy sucks and we don't want him. And honestly, with all things considered, I can kind of see why. Like, this guy was all over them, demanding a job left and right, forcing people to do things his way, while also creating a really hostile environment from the sounds of it. Not to mention the fact that this guy seriously tried to say to the original poster that they need to quit that job so that they can have it. Like, I'm sorry, buddy, but nobody's entitled to anything in life. If you wanted the job, you probably shouldn't have acted so weird. Like, honestly, how can people not understand that their own actions and their weird behavior have consequences? And it's nobody else's fault to try and mitigate that except for yourself. Like, I love the fact that this guy seriously was messaging them over and over again, constantly bothering the original poster, being like, no, you need to quit your job so I can have it. Like, seriously, buddy, from the sounds of it, they would not give you that job. It doesn't matter how long you work with them, they really don't like you. Like, how can he not understand that reality? That he left a horrible impression with these people, and now they don't want anything to do with him. Like, based on what I'm hearing, I would never want to work with that. That sounds like a nightmare. So good for the original poster for still pursuing having that job, as well as blocking this guy altogether, because this guy does not sound like a very nice person or someone you would want to be around. And based on his toxic behavior and the way he acted after he didn't get the job, it really makes sense as to why nobody likes him. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. My entitled husband is constantly claiming that I'm misremembering events, claiming that I never tell him anything that I want him to do, while essentially gaslighting me into questioning my own sanity. And after dealing with this for so long, I finally have decided to take notes on everything my husband says to me. And now that I have proof that he's been lying to me, he is now incredibly upset and is basically calling me a jerk for catching him in his words. And now, as a result, I'm at a complete loss and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I'm a 41-year-old female and I have been married to my 47-year-old husband for 15 years. Frequently, I will refer to a conversation that I've had with him previously and he will say that I made it up and the conversation never happened. I misremember events a lot. For example, I thought I told him our children had dentist appointments on a certain date, but he said that I didn't. I could have sworn that I had that conversation. I even remember writing the appointment on the calendar on our fridge while we were talking. Well, the writing on the calendar is there, but he said we never spoke. So things like this happen all the time. Last week, I texted him to ask if he could pick our child up after school, and he responded by saying yes. Well, he did not show up for our child, and when I asked him what happened, he said he didn't know he was supposed to pick them up, and that this was yet another conversation I had in my mind or with someone else. I showed him the text message and he got upset and kept saying I was confused and the conversation didn't actually happen, even though I had the text message and his response in black and white. I was excited that for once I had it messed up and that my memory was correct. I then suggested that I begin writing down notes or doing text confirmations about future conversations, since I feel he could be misremembering things as well, now that I have proof that it is possible. Well, he got upset and said he felt like I was trying to catch him making a mistake just so I could rub it in, and that I think I tell him things but I'm either talking to myself or having a conversation with a friend and thinking that it was him. I decided I was gonna do it anyways because the relief I felt when I had text confirmation was such a big deal. And yes, I get it. This could be a massive jerk move. Well, this morning I reminded him of an appointment I had after work tomorrow and that he would need to pick our child up at school. Well, as you might guess, he denied us ever speaking about it. I told him that I was 100% sure that we had talked about it at dinner on Friday night. Now, he could apparently tell that I was very confident and asked if I had recorded it or written it down, and I said I had taken notes, but only to keep my own thoughts straight. Well, he is not happy with me because he said he was not okay with me trying to trick him or try to catch him when we talked about it before. We got into an argument and I ended up crying and threw away my notepaper I had written on. Part of me wants to continue for my own peace of mind, but I also want to be respectful and not do something if it makes him mad. It just felt so nice to not feel so crazy. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation?
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
What should I do? I do not think you're the jerk at all for trying to keep your notes straight, as well as trying to take notes of like who you did and didn't talk to about certain things. Like you said it yourself, you're very forgetful and sometimes you get things wrong with your memory. So I think this is completely reasonable. reasonable just so you can keep everything straight. And also, on that note, your husband sounds absolutely awful. This guy is gaslighting you left and right just to avoid any kind of responsibility in his life. Like, this guy's using your memory issues as an excuse to try and, like, get away with stuff. He will literally look at you and be like, we never had that conversation. And this is even after you showed him a text message that basically proved that, yes, you did talk to him about this, and he absolutely should be aware of what you guys talked about. He is gaslighting you to try and get out of responsibility, as well as just to feel superior to you or make you feel stupid or something like that. Like, his intentions seem really sneaky and sly, and it almost seems like a vindictive dig against you personally. So honestly, the fact that he's now freaking out that you're taking notes means that he can no longer mistreat you in the future. Like, that's the only reason he got upset. Not because you're catching him in his words, but because he can't now gaslight you into getting out of stuff. And I know that gaslighting as a terminology can get thrown around all over the place on the internet, but literally that is exactly what's going on, in my opinion. Your husband sounds irresponsible, immature, and honestly, he really does not sound like a good father. Like, this guy can't even be bothered to try and, like, I don't know, pick up his kid after school. Like, seriously, the fact that he wants to lie just to get out of that obligation is honestly really disturbing and just so disrespectful to you as well as your child. So truly, I don't think you're the jerk here. I think keeping notes with someone like this guy is probably a really good idea considering how he's treated you in the past, because this guy would literally gaslight you and lie to you just to get out of taking care of his child. And in my opinion, that is absolutely unacceptable. Am I the jerk for ruining my wife's friendship after she borrows money from a friend that we absolutely cannot pay back? Here's what happened. So my wife and her friend had been friends since high school. They are pretty close, and she was a bridesmaid for our wedding. Recently, another friend invited them to go to Italy to their family's vineyard, as their family was going to Spain for the month. So accommodations are free, but the flight, food, etc., that was all extra, and they left for 2 weeks. I was not aware of this trip until a month before it was supposed to happen. They booked it like 2 months out. Recently, I lost my job and had to go get another one. It pays around half what my job originally did, and before I was making about $120,000 a year, and this one is only about $66,000. My wife only has cashier experience and barely makes enough money to even make it worth it for her to work in the first place, since we do have 2 kids. My wife isn't the best with money. She does spend without thinking, and she agreed to this trip without telling me. She had to beg her mom to look after the kids after she said yes to the trip and her friends booked the tickets. Her mom is from another city and came to live with me for 2 weeks as I had to work and couldn't take care of them when I'm working. I was extremely mad at her, but allowed her to go as I know she's been depressed since the baby, and it was honestly way too late anyways. She asked her friend to cover her for the flight, and she would pay her back. I knew it was hard for us to pay her friend back, but it was a non-refundable ticket. She came back from the trip very happy until her friend asked for the flights. She had spent $1,400 on the trip, not including the flight, and her friend wanted the $1,200 that was the cost of the flight that she had put onto her credit card. Now, we only have $300 left in our account and already have credit card debt of our own. We are thinking of downsizing our house to an apartment, but it's hard because as soon as landlords hear that we have kids, they don't want to talk to us anymore. It really sucks, but I told her we can't pay her friend back until I get a better job. It has been 3 months since the trip, and her friend is getting angry because she promised to pay it back and we no longer have the money. It's not like her friend needs the money back. She makes 6 figures and has a house already. I mean, she is not even struggling. I told my wife we don't have enough to pay her back, and she will have to explain that to her friend. Well, they clearly did not have a good conversation, as her friend blocked her and told their other friend about her refusal to pay her back. She cried and is mad at me for losing my job. For the record, I was laid off and I had no choice. She's also claiming that I ruined her friendship by not pulling money out of nowhere just to pay her friend. Well, when she said that, I got mad at her, and I told her to get a job herself at night because I'm trying the best I can. So truly, am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? Honestly, I can kind of see both sides of this as to why you would and would not be the jerk here. I mean, for starters, it really does sound like she went on this trip without thinking about a budget at all. Like, she couldn't even pay for her own plane ticket, and it really seems like she just didn't even care about the fact that you guys don't have a lot of money right now. You did downsize jobs, and that really does make a dent in your wallet. But also, when it comes to this friend, you absolutely should pay them back. It doesn't matter if they're rich or not, and it also doesn't matter if they need the money or not. $1,200 is a lot of money. I don't care who you are, and you all need to pay that money back because you do owe that to your friend. Like, if I was the friend in that situation, situation, and 3 months have gone by, and the two of you haven't made any effort to try and pay me back, I would be really upset and probably say some really mean things as well. Like, you are not entitled to someone else's money just because you think they can afford it, and you're somehow, like, jealous of their financial situation. There's just so much irresponsibility going around here, and honestly, that's not okay. So truly, if you really don't think you should have to pay that friend back, then you are absolutely the jerk in this situation. Am I the jerk for not being okay with my in-laws staying 6 days longer than we invited them for? Because right now, I'm incredibly frustrated, and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So my husband's parents asked if they could spend Christmas with us. We said yes and that we are comfortable with 10 days, preferably December 20th through the 30th. I know flights can get expensive. They are flying in from out of state. So we said if they find better priced flights, that we could find some wiggle room, but they need to run it by us first. Well, 3 weeks after we said to come 10 days for Christmas, my father-in-law said they are coming for 16 days. And trust me when I say this, I am not happy. I thought 10 days was even a little bit too long and originally suggested 7, but now they just told us they are staying 16. For context, I get along okay with my in-laws. My mother-in-law has a mild case of having a personality disorder, which makes things interesting, and I feel like I have to walk on eggshells. She used to decorate my house with stuff she bought at a dollar store and Goodwill. I think she doesn't like her own home, and she thinks that it's fun to decorate mine, and I don't think she's trying to be disrespectful. One time she went through my nightstand and put nearly all of my husband's items in a Ziploc bag. When I expressed how awkward and uncomfortable this was, she said that she was just trying to do a nice thing. I have many stories like this that show a general lack of discretion or understanding, and this is even with the most basic of boundaries, like going through my nightstand. It was humiliating to think that my mother-in-law did that. I just never thought that I would ever have to explain that, because you know what? You just shouldn't do that. Now also, my husband's parents fight almost constantly, and this is not an exaggeration. There have been many times that I have to get my children outside and away from all the fighting, because it gets scary for them. It's been a big problem, and even got to the point that we have them come out individually so we could enjoy them without all the contention. Now listen, I hear you. I know that's a lot of background information that I just gave you, just to give you an idea of how my in-laws really are. Now, because our house is large, they think that they are not in the way. They offered to get an Airbnb on the 6 extra days, but then they said they couldn't afford it. My husband goes back to work after New Year's, and my older kid goes back to school, and I have my 3-year-old and my 11-month-old with me. I'm fine leaving my kids alone with them for a few hours, but they don't do well with young kids for extended periods of time. I was happy to have them during the holidays, but now it's becoming not as exciting. They are very demanding house guests. For example, we just have to go to McDonald's, which is 13 miles away, every single day to go get my mother-in-law's special Diet Coke, because I guess McDonald's uses twice the filtered water. Sometimes she has to go twice a day just to get out of the house. And you know what? It's annoying, because we have to plan our day around when we go out just to get the special soda for her. One time when she was visiting and gas was about $5 a gallon, she went to McDonald's 6 times in 2 days. And I finally asked my husband to say something. Like, all those miles really do get expensive, and it does add up. They are getting older, they're in their late 60s, so I understand that young kids are taxing, so they can babysit for maybe 4 hours at a time before they need a break. We have looked for other flight paths, and they don't have the money to pay for them. I'm just upset that they extended their stay without asking first, and now we even have to figure all this out. I know it's a first world problem, but stuff like this always seems to happen with them, and I'm sick of it. I wish I could be gone all day, but I have 4 kids, including a baby and a toddler, and I have a lot of stuff that needs to get done. My husband may be able to take some more time off, but we just set aside some PTO to be used for us to go on a family vacation. They usually come 3 times a year and stay 7 to 10 days, and we visit them once a year at their home. I suggested to my husband to just cancel and have them come out another time, and he said that while he knows it was rude, he feels bad telling them that they can't come to our home. We got in a fight, and he said he'd do it, but that if something bad happens to his parents, like them passing away, he will always regret not spending time with them at Christmas. He says it would be nice if I could just have a good attitude about all of this. I have a wonderful husband, don't get me wrong. We are best friends and I respect him. But because his parents are so strange sometimes, it creates so much conflict. We have had a lot of wonderful memories made with his parents too, and they can be good to be around. That is why I was all for them coming around this year. I just feel it was incredibly rude to come almost a whole week longer than we said was good good for us. And now his parents are mad for suggesting that they come another time. So honestly, am I the jerk for not wanting my in-laws to stay these extra 6 days? Because at this point, I'm so stressed out and I seriously don't know what to do. I've gotta say right now that your in-laws sound awful. They literally invited themselves to stay longer than you were okay with. And that's really uncalled for in my opinion. Like seriously, you're gonna be a guest in someone else's house? You need to check with them first and make sure everything that you're doing in their house, as well as how long you're staying there, is in line with what they want. Because at the end of the day, it's their home. You have to listen to them. Now, when it comes to the mother-in-law and the father-in-law in this story, the fact that they're so contentious and they argue all the time is honestly a giant red flag. Like, that is really not okay. They seriously can't act like normal grandparents for just a little bit of time? Like, come on, if you're gonna be visiting someone, at least pretend to put on a happy face. Leave the drama at home. Nobody wants to deal with that. That's just like really awkward. Now, with all of that in mind, and everything that the original poster basically talked about in terms of things that they're not happy about, I really do not think that they're the jerk for being upset and put out that they're staying an extra 6 days, especially without talking to you first. Like, that's what makes this entire situation even worse in my opinion. Like, sure, you want them to stick around for the 10 days that they're gonna be here, and it sounds like the both of you are excited for it and you want that to happen. But for them to suddenly drop the news, oh, just kidding, we're gonna stay a little bit longer, all without talking to you first to make sure you can accommodate that, is completely unacceptable. I know if I was in your shoes, I would be telling my husband in this situation that he might need to use some of that PTO to help babysit the kids and basically take care of the kids in general, because his parents are clearly unable to do so. So hopefully this all gets worked out in some kind of way, because the way your in-laws are acting is completely out of line, and I don't blame you for getting upset in the slightest. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.